How to make consequences effective for kids and teens with ODD. Occasionally testing limits and boundaries through acts of defiance is a normal part of child development. Most kids break the rules to define their social role and express their desire for autonomy, which is why rebellious behavior occurs most frequently from ages 2-3 and during early adolescence. For kids with oppositional defiant disorder, ODD, however, being hostile and uncooperative isn't just a phase. Children with ODD remain highly rebellious and argumentative throughout childhood, giving the impression that they thrive on conflict. They often lack a clear motive for their actions, and their disregard for adult expectations usually renders standard disciplinary tactics ineffective. If you're parenting a child with ODD, you may feel like your guidance is falling on deaf ears, no matter how hard you try to reinforce cause and effect. Still, it's crucial to avoid succumbing to frustration, though finding consequences that work for kids with ODD is difficult. Getting your child to respond to discipline is absolutely possible. It just requires a modified approach. Below, we'll explore why kids with ODD behave the way they do and explain how parents can encourage cooperation through the use of ODD-appropriate consequences. Understanding oppositional defiant disorder. Children with oppositional defiant disorder act out for a wide variety of reasons. Kids with ODD often use conflict to deal with negative emotions, like irritability, boredom, worry, or sadness. By fighting with authority figures, kids with this condition make themselves feel more powerful and in control, which temporarily helps them manage difficult emotions. For some kids with ODD, defying adult control provides much-needed mental stimulation. Many ODD kids are bright, creative, and impulsive, which gives them a strong need to seek out and overcome challenges. Finding new and inventive ways to resist and circumvent consequences becomes a key source of entertainment and engagement for these kids. They feel accomplished when they successfully get around the rules, rather than feeling remorseful or ashamed. Brain chemistry plays a role in ODD, too. Children with ADHD, depression, or an anxiety disorder are much more likely to develop this condition than mentally healthy kids. Evidence also suggests that ODD can run in families. As such, it's important not to blame yourself for your child's condition, though the parents of children with ODD often face unfair stigma. ODD usually isn't caused by bad parenting. Instead, it arises from a complex mix of genetic, emotional, and environmental factors. Developing effective consequences for kids with ODD. If you feel like consequences rarely work for your ODD child, you're probably using the same disciplinary style you would use for a typical child. That is, your rules and expectations are fair and appropriate, but they contain potential loopholes and workarounds. Unless you give your ODD child rules and consequences that are truly fail-proof, you'll create opportunities for him or her to resist your control and begin a battle of wills. And remember, as soon as you get visibly upset with your child's defiance, he feels like he's won. When raising a child with ODD, it's crucial to develop consequences that place you, the parent, in control and not your child. These types of consequences completely remove a child's ability to outmaneuver disciplinary measures. To illustrate, if you tell your child he isn't allowed to use the internet for a week and take away his phone and computer, he might still have multiple chances to access the internet. E.g., he might retrieve his devices while you're away from home and use the internet behind your back or go to a friend's house and use the internet there. If you change your Wi-Fi password and ground your child for a week after taking away his devices, on the other hand, he will have few, if any, opportunities to circumvent his punishment. To determine if a consequence is fail-proof, ask yourself the following questions. Can I enforce this consequence even if my child flat-out refuses to comply? And, is there any way my child can defy my instructions, especially when I'm not around? If your consequence is enforceable and extremely difficult to work around, then you're firmly in control of the situation, leaving your child no choice but to accept your authority. Finally, understand that even fail-proof consequences won't change your child's behavior overnight. Most children need to experience unwanted outcomes multiple times before they realize the repercussions of their actions are too uncomfortable to be worth the fleeting gratification of defiance. Because kids with ODD are especially intent on getting their own way, they almost always become repeat offenders, who must experience consequences numerous times before they cease an undesirable behavior. Know that even if your child acts like he doesn't care, your fail-proof consequences are still having an effect on how he thinks and feels. Like other children, kids with ADD are capable of modifying their actions over time. If you remain calm and consistent in your discipline, you'll eventually see results. Differentiating between oppositional defiant disorder and conduct disorder. Though fail-proof consequences work for kids with ADD, they have little, if any, impact on young people with conduct disorder. Conduct disorder is a serious mental health condition characterized by repeated episodes of violent or destructive behavior, chronic deceit, and a profound lack of regard for others' needs and feelings. Unlike kids with ADD, who strive to retain control over their own lives, kids with conduct disorder actively coerce and control other people. Because conduct disorder can be dangerous and sometimes overlaps with antisocial personality disorder, kids with this condition require medical treatment in addition to parental support. If you suspect your child has conduct disorder, you should speak to a mental health professional about your child's problems. Don't attempt to manage them on your own. Learning to embrace your ADD child's strengths. Though kids with ADD can be extremely challenging, they aren't bad kids. When channeled productively, their strength, determination, and creativity can be an enormous asset to society. Rebellious individuals inspire us to question the status quo, take risks, and approach problems in unexpected new ways. Many famous leaders, entertainers, and inventors displayed oppositional traits while growing up and still went on to enjoy successful, fulfilling lives. Try to keep this in mind when you're confronted with your child's difficult attributes, because even if they seem independent and nonchalant, kids with ADD need to know their parents accept them for who they are. If you can strike a balance between holding your child accountable for his actions and giving him unconditional love, you'll get the best out of him and ensure your mutual bond stays strong well into adulthood.